All right, so this is a conversation about mentality, Vanessa. And here we go. Basically, remember how we used to just have a bad attitude about everything. Specifically with being woken up, whether sleeping or naps. We were grumpy, no, cunty. There's the word. That's very accurate. We're just really dramatic about it for no reason other than entitlement, probably. Ignorance, definitely not realizing. It's such a problem, in fact, that people worked around it, which is both hilarious and just a beautiful thing that we were taking for granted. Then we went on this journey and we started changing. And for some reason, I feel the need to just lay out the specific instances, probably, that we've just been mulling over while thinking about this. And we remember talking with our lover about this so many times because obviously he got the worst of it. And I didn't get it. And then I saw a couple of videos. This was a length of time, it didn't just happen back to back. But they're standing out in my mind right now. So the first was of this. Oh, no, wait. It was Sopranos, of course. And there's this scene. Oh, wait. No, it's not Sopranos. God damn it. I think it's. You know, the one from with Ray Liotta. He's all, and Tony Soprano's therapist. Goodfellas. There it is. I think it's Goodfellas. Anyways, it's just a scene where men come into a house and their mother wakes up, sees the men, and immediately says, "I'm gonna make you boys something to eat," and goes to the kitchen and gets to work. And she's not making a snack. She's not even making a meal of what this time thinks a meal is. She did a whole thing. She made everything. It was a dinner. And it had to be in the AM, maybe 2, 3 AM. I'm just assuming. Because I came back from drinking. So not only did this woman of her own free will get up and decide to make everybody a goddamn Christmas meal, because again, according to today's standards of what a meal is, and even I sadly am not at that expert level I'm talking about yet. So not only did she do this, but they were drinking all night, and we all know, as sad as it is, the reality is women were annoying and we do not like that because we take it as you're having fun and I'm suffering because we just got a terrible mentality overall. So, this is what I was saying, Vanessa. She got up happily in the AM. From her slumber, heard the ruckus of these men being sort of loud, trying to be quiet, but you know they've been drinking. and she doesn't get mad or give them a fucking attitude, and instead rewards them. Like, yeah, sit down, relax. I'm gonna go cook something for us. I'll be back. And doesn't even badger them for being drunk and slightly belligerent, though they're mostly together. You know, men can do things. Multiple things at once, keep it together. That's a really cool skill. I feel like we should appreciate this more. God damn it. And definitely learn to be like that. And this stood out to us, Vanessa, because we're not used to that. The reason we're so anal is because, you know, what we see. And we just were around, you know, your typical woman, according to statistics. Where she was stressed and overworked, and actually she wasn't really working at one point. Because she was a stay-at-home wife and mother. She was always doing a bit about things. Just really uptight and doesn't know how to have fun and doing her best. But like I said, intuitively we just understood that there were deeper rooted issues that were crippling her emotionally. That she wasn't dealing with correctly. But actually, we realized when we're adults, it wasn't that. It was just the journey of her doing it. Because it doesn't happen all at once. And I was a kid. And I didn't talk about that with anybody. Because who would understand? But it's a lot of heavy things. And then we met our husband, his family, and though his mom's similar in many ways, much cooler and chill and was fun to be around in the environment mostly, and not many things that bothered my mom bothers her. I was just seeing this in film with new eyes, fresh eyes, and just thought, wow, there's a goal to strive for, because we don't want to be angry when we're woken up to life. Because we love our people and we want to be there as much as we can. And we've slept so goddamn much, okay? We've accrued enough sleepings, even though humans need to sleep. And we're always about that shit. We just didn't want to do that. Wake up angry, make everybody pay for it. It's not a big deal. Vanessa, calm the fuck down, bitch. And it, again, stood out to us then and now. We're thinking about it. And we thought, yes. Yes, that's it. And then we saw this video on social media of this woman who was making a snack for her husband and talking about it. And she was talking about how it was the AM. I think he might have also been out drinking. But this man woke her up. Like, I'm hungry. And she got out of bed with no fight or anger. She was happy to do it. And she wasn't making him a fucking snack either. She was also fixing a meal. And talking about how she would get a lot of hate from women for this. But that he does so much for her that she wants to do this. She doesn't have to, but she wants to. And just saying how she was getting pleasure out of doing this act of service for her husband. And again, we were like, what? Real people can do this. This is amazing. And also, probably because we love food so much. But she just had the best attitude. And her husband was grateful for it, it seemed. And he enjoyed it, obviously. And we were just, this one really was wild to us because we could not believe he tapped her on the shoulder until she woke up just to say he was hungry. You know how many men can probably do that? Not many, I don't think. I would wager not that many. And that was cool. And then we just were talking to our husband about it. And he said something that we finally understood. Because he'd clearly been saying it a while. But this is when we got it. And he said, that's amazing that you want to be like that. Because also, don't forget, who wants to be around that person who gets angry about everything and is just annoying and uptight? You go somewhere else. And we talk about this a lot in terms of family and how I obviously would want my children to want to be with me. I don't want to scare them off like so many women do. And how I definitely would have had I been a mom too early. And it just sunk in. You know, like you don't get that time back. And it sucks here. And we realize that we could either just figure out our own shit so we don't have to put that suck on everybody else. And then just enjoy it instead. And I think maybe these feelings were brought back up because we saw this show or clip of a show. Oh no, it was a show. It was a show, yeah. Where there's this man and this woman, and this man had something traumatic happen. It's Monk. This is about Monk. I don't know if you know what it is. But anyways, he has something traumatic happen. His wife was murdered. Can't figure it out. So he develops like OCD hardcore tendencies. And he's trying to get back on the police force and get better. And he has this woman who helps him. And so he's coming out of an interview to see if he can get back on the force. And he's trying to be independent and prove further that he can do things. So he wants to drive her car. And they kind of fight a little bit, but then she lets him. This motherfucker crashes into a pole. And she starts yelling and freaking out at him. And immediately we just thought, I don't think that situation required that much anger. Because she did say that she put in $1,500 to fix her transmission. So it's about money. But if you don't know, Monk is really exceptional at what he does. And they just started getting paid for it again. Because they had to do some freebies before they could do that. So he can earn back whatever he did to her car. And it wasn't that big of a deal. He broke the headlight. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But if it's a money thing, it's fine. Monk has character. He'll obviously pay for it. And we just thought, what would we do? We would just fucking tell him, okay, I hope you know you're paying for that. ASAP. I don't know what the fuck you were doing, but good for you for trying to be more independent. That was terrifying. But hopefully it worked. And you feel better. And know next time you do this shit, you're fucking paying for it. And I don't give a fuck. And that's it. Just laugh about it. Wasn't that serious? And he's trying to be a man, god damn it. You have to let him in public. Then they get better at it. That's how it works. it seems. So obviously it triggered how we used to behave and think, and why we stopped wanting to be like that, and now we're just actively trying to be more like how we weren't, which is chill and fun, mostly. Because it sucks here, and we all experience it, so we don't need to make it worse, Vanessa. We got real good at making it worse, so we're going to get good at doing the opposite now. And it's cool. It's just, it's really cool. We don't want to be isolated because we can't get along with people. We want to be around the right people so that we can be as real and vulnerable as possible to get the full experience of humaning here. And this is just one of the ways, because luckily for us, the deaths we experienced early on helped us see that all the little things matter, the small moments count. And when we're dead, that's what people have left. It's just like memories. We want to contribute to the positive ones more so than the not so positive seeming ones. Because it's the right thing to do, and we get genuine fulfillment from it. And this way sucks, and we hate it. So why not just poke fun at it and not take it too serious on most occasions with most things? Even if it pisses people off, who cares? We just don't want to be that anymore. We don't want to stay pissed off to that level and do those things and think those thoughts and have to redo this getting better thing. We just want to stick to the path that we're on now. And we just need to keep reminding ourselves why we did it, why we're doing it, why it's worth it, why we keep at it. We just want to be there fully as much as we can for ourselves so that we can do the same for the people that we love and care about mostly. And then, you know, not try to do harm to people intentionally for no reason. Because every now and then we still want to do some revenge. And that's probably not right, but it is what it is, okay? We're human and we're learning. We don't always feel bad. Because we feel like we try real hard. But, you know, we're flawed, so we're in the wrong. Still a lot, probably. Regardless, our intentions are set. We actively make moves to improve ourselves. And that is way more than we used to be doing. So we're not gonna belittle ourselves or our accomplishments, no matter how small and insignificant it may seem to anybody else. Fuck that. They're entitled to their opinion, but we fucking know better. We know us. We're with us 24/7. That's all that matters. We just keep us in line on the path, even though we can't see it and we look dumb as hell. It's just one of the many mysteries that will be solved. And until then, we're just gonna enjoy the journey to get there. Because it sucks here and we have no other reasons or ways to enjoy it here and want to be here still. So we take what we can get. Because eventually we'll be able to pinpoint exactly why it's worth it to be in this shit show video game, probably. So Don't get so fucking enamored and wound up over things and just have fun mostly. But understand when to be serious. Which we do. We feel like we have a really good gauge on that. We just need to keep paying attention. Plus, we just ask so many questions. To get to the bottom of things. So that's annoying sometimes for people, but oh well. We do what we can until we have the best effective method and just like have good intentions. You swing and you miss sometimes, you know? God damn it. I was doing so well with that sports thing. And you know what? We just need to clarify, we don't know sports that well. We really don't. Well, it's like maybe average knowledge. But it depends on the sport. And the one sport I should know inside out about, I literally don't have a clue about a lot of it. So that's good. That's exciting. It's okay that we're obsessed with sports movies and stories. Of champions. We can respect it and not like it. Thanks, men, for teaching me that. That's a skill. Okay, anyways, I think that's it. Don't be a fucking stupid bitch for no reason. Because when people are gone and we're gone, all we have is the memories and how we felt. So let's be mostly making ourselves and others feel good. Genuinely. Okay? Alright, that's it. Get out of my pocket. Damn it. Okay, I'm done.